Something arched up from behind the van and landed, rolling. It bumped over the gravel and came to a stop. Glau's head. It had been physically ripped from his body, the flesh and bone torn and wrenched apart by main strength. His face was stretched into a scream, showing his shark-like teeth, and his eyes were glazed and frozen in death. Orange light rose up behind the van, and then something, a creature perhaps 10 or 11 feet in height, rose up and turned to face us. It was dressed all in rags, like some kind of enormous hobo, and was inhumanly slender. Its head was a bulbous thing, and it took me a second to recognize it as a pumpkin, carved with evil eyes like a jack-o'-lantern's. Those eyes glowed with a sullen red flame and flashed intensely for a moment as it spied us. Then it took a long step over the hood of the van and came at us with strides that looked slow but ate up yards with every step. "Good God," Rollins breathed. Mouse snarled.
"Harry," Thomas said.
Another phage in a horror movie costume, the Scarecrow this time, I murmured. "I'll handle it." I took my staff in hand and stepped out to meet the oncoming phage. I called up the Hellfire once more, as I had against the other phage, until my skin felt like it was about to fly apart. I gathered up energy for a strike more deadly than I had used earlier in the night. Then I cried out and unleashed my will against the creature, hitting it as hard as I possibly could. The resulting cannonball of blazing force struck the Scarecrow head-on while it was 20 feet away, exploding into a column of searing red flame, an inferno of heat and light that went off with enough force to throw the thing halfway across Lake Michigan. Imagine my surprise when the Scarecrow stepped through my spell as if it had not existed. Its eyes regarded me with far too much awareness, and its arm moved, striking snake fast. Fingers as thick and tough as pumpkin vines suddenly closed around my throat, and in a rush of sudden, terrifying understanding, I realized that this phage was stronger than the little one I'd beaten at the hotel. This creature was far older, larger, stronger, more dangerous. My vision darkened to a star-spangled tunnel as the Scarecrow wrapped its other hand around my left thigh, lifted me to the horizontal over its head, and started to rip me in half,